This is Wade Rathkeep, the Chief Organizer's Report, looking at migration from Honduras up rather than U.S. down. Draft rules being prepared by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the parent agency of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, would provide for expedited procedures for anyone in the U.S. over 2 weeks rather than 2 years, immediate deportation at the border, and potential legal action against parents sending unaccompanied minors. Honduras, where ACORN works in San Pedro Sula and Tegucigalpa, the two largest cities, was frequently leading the list of countries sending children. We are fortunate to have an intern from Tulane University, Jordan Stickland, do some research to help our organizers in Honduras understand what many of our members and their families are facing. Looking deeply at this situation, and Honduras reveals a more complicated story than many might want to understand. The crisis of insecurity and violence in many lower-income communities forces families to flee for safety and is a real issue, which we confront in our neighborhoods daily. And there is little debate that the government of Honduras has not been able to develop sufficient capacity to protect families. The child migration problem, though, dates back before this time, though, to the destruction of Hurricane Mitch in 1998 and its continued aftermath. Many families were displaced then, and a U.S. program allowing temporary stay permits facilitated the migration of many Hondurans during the emergency. Families were often separated then, with children left with relatives as migrants hope to reclaim them once they stabilize in the U.S. and legalize their migratory status. The failure of the U.S. to provide a policy solution there has exacerbated the problem. A Honduran agency found that between 2013 and 2016, more than 9,000 Honduran children were detained upon trying to enter the U.S., and in 276 cases, they were unaccompanied minors, a very small number. Inarguably, the issue in Honduras is not unaccompanied children, but entire families fleeing their communities, and frankly, running for their lives. Given this fear-to-flight situation, it's easier to understand the harsh reality that negates much of the U.S. policy discussion. Polls in Honduras indicate that 80% surveyed believe that policies under President Trump for migrants would worsen, yet 40% still believe they had no choice and would still be forced to migrate. Meanwhile, Mexico is caught in the middle, with U.S. pressure to tighten up its borders to prevent transit of migrants from Honduras and other Central American countries to the U.S. In 2015, 91% of the migrants returned to Central America were from Mexico, and only 8% were from the USA. The draft Trump deportation rules, if implemented, will increase the pressure and cost to Mexico in handling increased numbers of migrants at the border who are now being housed in the U.S. while waiting on deportation or other adjudication, who will now just be pushed back across the border. We can expect to see the nightmarish pictures coming on television, similar to the squatters' camps in France, where African migrants try to figure out how to get across the English Channel to England. We can keep blaming and shaming, but none of this is a solution, nor is it humanitarian, or show any respect for human rights or the basic reality of the situation. At best, it looks like a way to make Mexico pay for migrants rather than pay for the wall or not. None of this will end well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.